Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Arms Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in, time for KER Politics. We are devoting the first half of our show to a couple of clinical psychologists, both close friends of mine, Dr. Frieda Birnbaum and also Dr. John Huber. You know, the Epoch Times, you guys, is a very, very important newspaper to me because I really believe it is truly an independent. And I like their articles. I got an article a couple days ago from them. They were talking about the psychological implications of the shutdown that's going on right now. Kind of interesting because I had this discussion when I was done playing golf yesterday up at our clubhouse and with a woman who is a long-time nurse, etc., and she feels very strongly that the shutdown is not necessary at this moment in time. I don't want to talk necessarily about is the shutdown necessary, but what I would like you guys to opine on, and I'm going to stay out of this probably. What I want you guys to opine on as experts is, okay, John, what I want you guys to opine on, let's opine on that article in the sense that the Epoch Times feels very strongly that this shutdown is causing psychological problems in our society. Frieda, why don't you start?
You know, absolutely. We have no distractions. We used to be able to leave and then to come back and share experiences with each other. And now we're sharing the same experiences from the time we get up to the time we go to sleep. And then, of course, if you have children, it makes it even more complicated because they're locked down or they're not with their friends and they're not going to school or their after-school activities. So all this has changed that we're looking to each other more than ever for everything, and you know that's not possible. You can't have one person entertain you, give you social experiences, talk to you emotionally, help you to be productive. We're expecting a lot because we don't have other resources. And because of that, there is depression, there is divorce, there is even in some homes, I hate to say this, some child abuse as well, and we have to make decisions on whether we should open up. But psychologically, what is going on here is that we have this conflict of our feelings and our behavior. When your feelings are in conflict, it brings anxiety and stress. So we really want to go out there. We really want to do all these things, and then we're behaving exactly the opposite, and we're keeping ourselves from being in reality that we've been so familiar with all this time. So as divorce rates have been up 33%, my practice is, as you know, John, for yourself as well, is busier than ever, and we're finding ways to go ahead and live our lives in a way that makes sense. And I have all these things. I want to hear you talk as well, but we're very subjective in this situation, and I'm asked questions all the time. Can I go out to do my yoga locally? Can I go to Manhattan? Can I travel? Am I allowed to go and train? So we're not in this state where we are in this mode of knowing what to do and what not to do, and the anxiety is setting in. So I just want to hear what you have to say as well, John.
Well, I think you're completely correct. And, you know, we know, and I've read reports that some of the suicide hotlines are up to 600 times more active than they have been in previous years. I mean, this is, you know, they talk about, oh, we're worried about a second wave of corona. Well, the real issue is we're going to have a second wave, and it's all called mental health issues. And, you know, we got some groups that are reporting that 40% are suffering from depression or depressive symptoms that haven't been identified. And it's because of the facts you just said. We're all basically imprisoned in our homes. It is a deprivation of sensory experience. It's deprivation of life. And we may be alive, but we're not living. And that's very essential for us as biological animals to live and have experience and have a dynamic interaction with our environment that is always also dynamic and changing. And that, you know, you bring that experience, that day at your work and your workout, you bring that back to your spouse, and you bring new things into that relationship. And that keeps the relationship active and growing and involved. But when all your experiences are now, you're imprisoned in your home and you're staring at a little screen, and that's your whole experience, and your partner is having the exact same experience, there's nothing to bring into that environment and help that grow and foster. And we are having a national crisis, a mental health crisis. And man, you know, you talk about, I have been so busy. I've had to cut way back on my public talking, because I can't do that and still meet the needs of my clients and new clients coming in. I'm getting overwhelmed, and you know, there's not enough mental health practitioners out there to do everything that's being demanded of us at this time. And that's before people are gonna feel comfortable going outside. When we finally say, hey, okay, you know, go out and have a life. And that crisis is going to hit, and it's going to be a huge, huge national crisis, because there's not going to be the services necessary.
And not only that, John, the reality is that there are reasons, there is reality behind all this, because not only in our homes, our places that we live, but the economy, the rioting, everything is going on. So we have to really look at our perception and our reality and weigh the difference, because a lot of that stress is coming from the outside as well. We are in a reality of, are we safe? Is everybody able to have food on the table? Do we have shelter? Because the perception can overwhelm us of what's going on around us, and fear can really set in as well. So it's not only about the relationship with each other. There's much more of that going on. But that's where we feel out of control, when we have this conflict of feelings. And we need to know what is subjective and what is objective. So you have to be able to not feel guilty or critical about blaming everybody else, but know that within your circle, you can control what is going on. You can make a difference. You can have structure in your life. You can be productive. You can connect to other people, family, friends, activities, have fun. That's most important of all, to have some fun. And by all means, do things with your family. You can have game night. You can have movie night. There are ways to connect and then disconnect. Everybody needs that space. I mean, I tell my patients, take a walk alone. Have your mind to yourself. Have your thoughts to yourself. I know that if a family's together, it doesn't mean they have to be physically together all the time. When I get up in the morning, I love to get up before my family, and I start writing and researching. It's the best time for me when I have that. So we can have those different moments and structure our time, Zooming our friends, exercising at home, having activities, a park, going sightseeing by car. That's what I'm doing. Well, we're going on our whatever we're doing on boats this afternoon. We do have, you know, all these activities within the home that we can do. And I'm finding also that a lot of my patients are saying to me, you know what, this isn't so bad. I don't miss going out. I prefer my own cooking. I like not having to run everywhere on errands all the time. I'm slowing down. I'm calm. And I would prefer to keep a lot of this moving forward. I mean, what do you feel? Have you heard that same information?
Sorry, Frida. I got to interrupt you. We're out of time here, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a real quick commercial break. I'm going to be right back with John Huber and Frida Birnbaum. I'm going to continue this issue. I had some interesting discussions last night on the issue of the voluntary quarantine and the social distancing, et cetera, et cetera. I will also share those thoughts with you. I think both Dr. Huber and Dr. Birnbaum had some very, very excellent thoughts during this initial segment. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Back with Dr. Frieda Birnbaum and Dr. John Huber, long, tall Texan, Big John. I want to say right now, I want to kind of summarize a conversation that I had yesterday evening about the lockdown. I'm going to call it a lockdown using the generic kind of macro phrase here. What you have to keep in mind is not only psychologically is a country being hurt significantly right now, as Dr. Birnbaum and Dr. Huber just mentioned, we're also being hurt significantly economically. The unemployment numbers came out today, and they're still skyrocketing. Unfortunately, some people are trying to blame the Republicans. They are totally disregarding the COVID situation, which I think is immoral, simply to not include that along with commentary about the unemployment numbers. I don't want to call it fake news, but I want to say it's kind of a lie by omission, for lack of better terms. You guys, just comment, if you would, on the psychological aspects of the economic, terrible economic situation that's going on right now. John, let's start with you. How do you feel this affects your patients when, you know, not only do we have to worry about what we talked about in the last segment, but we also have to worry about perhaps financial needs that aren't being met right now. Johnny, you want to start?
Well, a lot of people, you know, we go to work because, you know, we have to provide for families, or not just ourselves, but even if it's just for yourself, by not being able to go or allowed to go to work and all of a sudden getting this, you know, this unemployment bonus stimulus check, and now you're making maybe more money per week than you were before when you were working 40, 60, 80 hours a week. Now all of a sudden it's like pouring salt in the wound, and your sense of self and who you are and your ability to take care of your family is significantly diminished, and you're basically learning that you have no value, and that is so hard for people, especially, you know, trying to recover and get back on their feet, because, you know, they're still not considered essential workers in many states, and it's devastating. That's one of the problems I see with my patients. They come in there and, you know, they got their unemployment checks and they're keeping their bills paid, but why am I even involved in this family? All I do is sit and vegetate on the couch and watch reruns or watch Netflix, and they don't need me. They can survive with this check. I'm not necessary for that. And I'm not really providing any guidance for them because they don't have any new experiences. My kids aren't having new opportunities to explore life, and we're not having the conversations and the interactions we've had before. And that is part of that whole sense of value that we have that helps us either grow or actually atrophy and shrink up. We talk about mental health, and we talk about depression, and the opposite of depression is resilience. In this case, you are having your ability to be resilient taken away from you by no act of your own, and that is so disempowering. It is hurting this country to the core. It's one of the reasons why, you know, people who end up spending lifetimes on welfare can't ever seem to get back on their own feet. They have had that rug pulled out from under them that they actually are of value. And it's one of the hardest things in a normal America or a normal society we have is, what is my value? What is my worth? And it's devastating.
Well, you know, Al, were you going to say something?
No, go ahead, Frieda. I'm sorry. I just wanted to
give
you some time here.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Well, you know, being productive is extremely important. I know that I have a patient who has money and sets up, all these different trust funds for his children, and I said, don't do it. Make sure that they work first, because that's an identity. But the reality here is that there's no choice here, and we need to be able to not to personalize this. We need to realize that the producers will continue to be producers eventually. This is a pause in time in our lives, and we're all in this together. And that's important to know, that you didn't do anything, that you failed. Society failed you. The virus is something that we couldn't really push back against, and we're trying as hard as possible. So, yes, as I said before, the way we look at life has changed. It's gotten simpler, and some of that is really better. As far as having food on the table, we need the basics. and we need to be able to be grateful for what we can get. Again, when I'm talking about being grateful, when you think back and you think about my childhood and what my parents experienced, I'm grateful every day in comparison. And my mother would wonder, what am I complaining about? Because she didn't have what I have, and they didn't have enough food at all. And my sister was born without any food to give her at all. So when you think about devastation, you have to be able to say, okay, I don't have the grocery bill that I had before, but are we surviving? Is everybody healthy? Are we able to have some joy and fun in the day? Am I able to connect to the people that I care about? Are they okay? That's a checklist for us. When we go through that checklist and we prioritize, we walk away knowing after this is over what's most important. It's your health first. It's a relationship. It's your family. It's being able to be productive. It's being able to put food on the table. You don't need extras. Necessities are the basic things in life. And when you have that, then you can be happy, because happiness is not about anything else but having your basic needs met. And when we see that, when we're finished with this virus, I think we will be a happier country, because we won't be looking at anything as superficial. We'll be looking at the fact that we're working. Maybe we'll be making less. Maybe other people will have to pitch in to be able to provide. But it does not mean that it's anything that you're subjective to. It means that this will pass too. And before it passes, find a way to make it work for yourself. We're lucky. We're not deprived of having our basic necessities met. There are places where you can go for food, even where I live. You can pick up food, that they give it to you. They give you all these different communities. If you're lacking that, if you need counseling, there are free places that you can call for counseling as well. If you're having any kind of experiences that you need help with, there's guidance here with the churches and the temples. Even the schools have set up centers. So there are always people out there. So it's important not to isolate yourself, to feel that you are any different than anyone else in the circumstance. You did nothing to lose your job. You did nothing that you can't provide for. So that's my story. Go ahead.
That's my story. I'm sticking to it. You guys take it. Dr. John Huber of Austin, Texas, and also Dr. Frieda Birnbaum, practices in Manhattan and also in New Jersey. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The call for police reform took center stage in Washington Friday as a large crowd gathered on the National Mall. It comes days after another police shooting of a black man, Jacob Blake, in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The Get Your Knee Off Our Necks march was organized by the Reverend Al Sharpton.
We didn't come out and stand in this heat. because we have nothing to do. Black lives matter, and we won't stop until it matters to everybody.
After a campaign rally in Londonderry, New Hampshire, President Trump commented on the shooting of Jacob Blake. A reporter with television station WMUR asked about it.
Do you believe that officer was justified in that shooting?
Well, I'm looking into it very strongly. I'll be getting reports, and I'll certainly let you know pretty soon. But I'll be, it was not a good sight. I didn't like the sight of it, certainly.
This is USA Radio News. The Department of Justice has seized three websites used to front a scheme to arrange a multi-million dollar fuel shipment by the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps that was bound to Venezuela. John Clemens reports.
The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps is a designated foreign terrorist organization, and as such, tried to use the three websites to use four different foreign-flagged oil tankers to get petroleum to the disputed government of Nicolas Maduro in Caracas. The four vessels contained almost 1.2 million barrels of petroleum. A portion of the money collected from the seizure of the oil will go to the U.S. Victims of State-Sponsored Terrorism Fund. With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Actor Chadwick Boseman has died after a four-year battle with colon cancer. Boseman earned worldwide acclaim for his portrayal of the comic book hero Black Panther on the movie screen. A statement from the family said he died in his home. Boseman was 43. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in time for KER Politics. Again, a continuation, I have to say. Lee Hawkins of the Wall Street Journal is with us right now. Lee is a very, very interesting man. He has some interesting thoughts on what's going on in terms of the race issue in the United States. Very important to both Frida and I, as you are aware, because of the foundation that we have started, the Judeo-Christian Foundation for Equality in America. What we are doing, not trying to do, but what we are doing is we are showing both sides of every single story in terms of racial issues, not just African American necessarily, but I guess folks who are, I would have to say, one way or another considered to be in a minority group. Frida has some interesting questions that she would like to pose initially to Mr. Hawkins. Frida, take it away.
Black, white, Asian, doesn't matter. Not everyone has white privilege and not everyone has black privilege. We're all in this together, and we need to help invest in future leaders as well. So, you know, we're talking, there's a lot going on. We continue to have violence in the cities. We are continuing to have police shootings of black young men for whatever reasons. And we know that this is also occurring in cities and states close to Milwaukee, was in Wisconsin, Kenosha. The other day, Jacob Blake was shot in the back seven times, and the riots broke out in the streets during during that time. And then another person, Kyle Rittenhouse, went ahead, a safety cadet, and he shot two people, assisting police as he said he was. And now he's being held a charge for homicide. So there's a lot of chaos going on. But I just wanted to know, Lee, from you, you have some inside scope on the town of Milwaukee. What is your history there? And what was the long history about racial conflict in that area? Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay, yes, certainly. I don't want to get too deep into the Jacob Blake story because I'm covering that. But I can
absolutely
tell you, working in Milwaukee for 7 years for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and also going to the University of Wisconsin, Wisconsin in general, mainly in the Milwaukee area, is a very hyper-segregated state. So, you know, this has been something that's been going on for decades. The schools are segregated. There are many, many African Americans who are concentrated on the north side of Milwaukee, and the suburbs are not very diverse. I think that this is something that has been long brewing in terms of the tension and the unrest that you're seeing among the African American community and then people outside the community who are supportive of the community. And as facts continue to come out in the case, you're going to see people start to open up more about their experiences in Wisconsin. It's forcing the leadership of Wisconsin to really take note and to try to keep people calm. But a lot of this is rooted in the racial history that of segregation in Wisconsin.
You know, I want to bring in one thing here. As I mentioned briefly in the introduction, we have an interesting history of inequality in the United States, and that's not an opinion, that's a fact. And I have to say that our foundation is really striving to inform people to the point to where they understand that inequality really it's absolutely, I'll go back to my Christian roots, it's a sin in my opinion, okay? And I know a lot of people may not like to hear that, but in God's eyes, we are all absolutely the same. And I have to say that people like Mr. Hawkins, published author, you know, Wall Street Journal staff member, etc., I think people like Lee need to be highlighted perhaps at this moment in American history, because anybody who would say that Lee isn't qualified or whatever is absolutely insane. Lee Hawkins is, in my opinion, not just a great example for African Americans, but let's take out the word African American. Let's say Lee Hawkins is a very, very positive example for all Americans, and that's what we have to realize. Lee, any comments?
Well, first of all, thank you for saying that, but I think what I write in my book, Nobody's Slave, How Uncovering My Family's History Set Me Free, about this very topic. That book comes out, as you know, next year. It's on Amazon.com for pre-order right now. But I went back to my family history all the way to the 1600s, and we have to understand that I am an American, right? That I am black, but I am an American. I am black and I am an American. And I think there are many people who look at African Americans and people of color in this country as outside of the American narrative, but we are a major part of the American narrative. Just to give you a little bit of background, my family is both white and black. I am a product of a long generations upon generations of people who were on both sides of slavery, who were on both sides of Jim Crow. And my father was born in Alabama. He came to Minnesota as part of the Great Migration, where I was born as an integration baby. But I am the first person in my family history to be on that side of the family, to be born with voting rights. My father wasn't born with voting rights. I am that first generation. I was born on an Air Force base in Minot, North Dakota. in 1971, where my father was serving his country and had only just gotten voting rights in 1964. So it's very important to know that for most of the history of this country, from 1619 to 1964, black people didn't have the same rights as white people. But we were instrumental in building the country. And so what we have to first do, as you said earlier, is to get back to connect to the history so people of all races can understand the history of the black people. I have family members in the Revolutionary War. I have family members on both sides of the Civil War, white and black. And all of the major wars, pretty much all the way up to when my father was a Vietnam-era veteran. So we, the blood of this country and the red in that flag, part of that red is our blood as African-Americans.
And you know, I just have to tell you something, Lee. What you're saying should really be written in books and history books, because this, you have a voice not only for our show, for millions of people, and I have to interrupt because the importance of this needs to really be magnified to hear the history and the reality and the importance of your culture and your race in every textbook they should have in every school about the people who made this country, who were African-American, people like yourself, who have this ability to reach out intellectually and emotionally to make that difference. So I just want to quickly ask you, because that's why we're having you on again. You have so much to say. You know, what does freedom mean to you? We are hearing it all over the place. Everybody wants freedom. Everybody wants to be heard. Everybody wants to be represented appropriately and equally. What does that mean to you, the word freedom?
Lee, I have to interrupt you just for a second, unfortunately. We have to take a real quick commercial break.
Okay.
We're going to do that, and I'm going to be back with you. And you got all the time in the world, sir. I'm curious as to what your perception of that is also. Hang on, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Birnbaum and I will be right back.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hey, welcome back. We are continuing our conversation with Wall Street Journal writer Lee Hawkins, published author, etc., etc., one of our favorite guests because he has been there, done that in terms of everything. I want to stress, Lee is not a political reporter necessarily, as he brought out earlier when we were talking off mic. But he is a very, very important part of our show. Frieda, can you continue your train of thought that you had before we took the commercial break?
Yes. Well, you know, the other night I was watching the Republican, nomination, where we were listening to this person, Madison Cawthorn, who was half paralyzed from the waist down. He's 25, the youngest member to possibly win a Congress seat. And he urges people to be a radical for freedom. And what I wanted to do was to ask Lee, what does freedom mean to him? What does freedom mean to you as far as what's going on in this country with all this chaos and all these voices that aren't heard? And basically, of course, everyone wants the same thing. That's the sad part of this. So I wanted to hear your personal intake of this situation of what freedom does mean to you.
Okay, well, as an American, family has been here since the 1600s. I have to reflect back on Martin Luther King Jr. and the letter he wrote in 1960, letter from a Birmingham jail, where he said that freedom is never given voluntarily by the oppressor. It must be demanded by the oppressed. You must demand it or it will not be given freely. And I think that that's important to understand. The perspective that Martin Luther King was coming from. This is where the person who was raised, who was born in 1929 and was raised in Jim Crow out segregation, which meant that he didn't have the same rights as your typical American. It meant that he couldn't vote. It meant that he couldn't attend the same schools as white. And he fought to get the Civil Rights Act of 1964 passed so that blacks would have that level of equality, at least on paper, to white people. And then he was killed for that in 1968. So it's important, especially on this day that we're recording, August 28, 2020, to understand that when he gave the I Have a Dream speech on August 28, 1963, what he, or sorry, yeah, 1962, he was talking about that freedom and that the history of protest in America is a fundamental right, right? That we are a country that was founded on protest, and it is not something that has been extended to people of color, free speech, the opportunity to exercise that freedom under the Bill of Rights. And so that's why you're seeing this pushback now. You're seeing the voices that are being heard are fighting for freedom that they feel was never given voluntarily. They feel that they need to demand that freedom. And so whether you agree with the way that this story is playing out or not, that's the fundamental conflict from African Americans in this country, is understanding that it's only been 56 years since the 1964 Civil Rights Act was passed, and many people still feel that they don't feel free. Freedom is being able to walk outside of your house and feel safe. That's what that means to me. For most of my life as a kid, because my father was a Jim Crow survivor, he never felt that I was safe in the public. So my household was a very strict household because my father had been chased by the KKK when he was 16, because my father's father was murdered in Alabama, because both of my father's grandfathers were murdered in Alabama. My father, who was born in 1948, wasn't really an old man when he passed away at 70. This was a man who never felt safe in America. And what this is African Americans wanting to not have to fear for their children to the extent that they do, and to not have to feel that they're walking on eggshells in a country where their families have been here for decades and for centuries.
Mr. Hawkins, I have to tell you, I agree with that 1,000%, and that was one of the reasons that Frieda and I have decided to go ahead and be very active in this foundation. I mean, what you're saying to me, sir, is just nothing more than absolute common sense. And I want everybody to realize that. Now, Dr. Martin Luther King, who happens to be one of my heroes, accomplished some very, very important milestones. You know, quite frankly, as did John F. K. and Robert Kennedy, et cetera, et cetera. Most people who I am aware of, at least in my circle in America today, could not be in more agreement, could not agree more with anything that you're saying. The question that I would like to ask you, and I'm going to say up front, you don't have to answer this, but is violence and killing, I mean, the violence that's going on in the United States today is just stupid, in my opinion. Frieda and I have interviewed a number of people, protesters, non-protesters, etc., etc., and everyone has said that the violence that's going on right now, that's involving firearms, death, etc., etc., is not the overall message that we want to give. We had a guy from Seattle who was a very well-known protester up there, came up from Stockton, California, and he said, you know, it's the minority of the minority that are involved in this violence. There's no question about that. And he said, we personally, as peaceful demonstrators, do not condone that whatsoever. Any comments on that, or is that a subject that you probably don't want to...
Sure, no, I think...
Okay.
No, I think it's important, since we were talking about Martin Luther King, is to understand that Martin Luther King believed that liberty most often comes to those who petition for it peacefully. And I would say that among the protesters, and we really have to be careful when how we define protesters.
Yes, we do.
The protests spoken with, most of those people are petitioning for it peacefully. But I also believe that if you have a desired outcome to paint all protesters, it's very easy then to adjust the narrative to say that all of the protesters are violent, to take some of the and to just exclusively focus on the violence of those instances without understanding the broader legacy of violence, of racial violence, that started in 1619 with the devastation of the indigenous people that went on for centuries, and then after stealing the indigenous people's land, then enslaving African Americans for 246 years to build it up using lynching and murder and all kinds of other atrocities to enforce slave codes, to enforce slavery, to enforce Jim Crow segregation. And so we can never just focus on the incidents that are happening in you know, spray painting of buildings and these things without understanding the broader context of American history and understanding that our country was founded on violence. And when we walk around states like Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, we are walking on violence because all of that land is from First Nations people. It was taken from First Nations people.
And well, you know, I'm sorry. I'm always interrupting you, Lee. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We're down to a minute, by the way. Less than a minute.
That's why I'm interrupting. Okay.
But it's important to say that racial violence is intertwined and inextricably tied to the history and the founding of this country. And I write a lot about that in my book and at how, as a blackness, I want to be able to process that and the trauma, the resulting trauma that has been felt intergenerationally, and how we move forward using hope and optimism and stories, looking back at the stories of and the racial violence and the fact that families still were able to come out of this and families were still able to thrive.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.